Today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Lamed Ches. We are holding on the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Beis at the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Beis, and we're going to discuss first, just to finish off yesterday's sugya, the Mishnah from yesterday, why it is that the Mishnah has to talk about a case where dealing with money and a separate case dealing with kelim. Remember yesterday in the Mishnah we were talking about where a person has two items of value, one of them more valuable than the other, but he doesn't know which one he got from which person, which one belongs to who. So he has two pikadons, one of them is worth $1,000, one of them is worth $100, and two people claiming that the $1,000 one belongs to them. So why is that any different than having two envelopes of cash? Why does the Mishnah have to mention both of those cases? Then the Mishnah on the top of today's daf is going to bring a machlokas whether you can sell a rotting pikadon. Someone gave you a pikadon of peros. The peros are rotting, and the person's not here to get back his pikadon. You can't get a hold of him. Should you sell it, or should you just leave it and let it rot? The Gemara is going to have two explanations of the shita why not to sell a rotting pikadon, and we're going to have two rayas which of those explanations is correct. And then the Gemara is going to make a distinction between a normal level of rotting and when the process seems to be accelerated and it's going to rot entirely. That maybe there won't be a machlokas at all, and everyone's going to agree that one can sell a rotting pikadon. The Gemara is going to try to connect the machlokas in the Mishnah, whether you're allowed to sell a rotting pikadon, to a discussion of whether maridin karov l'nichse shavui, that if someone is held captive, does Beis Din do anything about his properties? Do we appoint the closest relative to go take care of the properties, or do we just say, leave it alone, it's not our properties? So we're going to try to connect that to the machlokas in our Mishnah. Do you say to the you say about a pikadon that's rotting, leave it alone, it's not ours, we're not going to do anything, or do you evaluate it in Beis Din and get it sold? So those are the discussions on today's daf. So let's begin at the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Beis. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, "V'chein shnei kelim, echad yafa mana ve'echad yafa elev zuz." If a person has two kelim, one of them is worth $100, the other one is worth elev zuz. And and you have two people claiming the more expensive one. Everyone is claiming Yafa Shali. So we had the Machlokas in the Mishnah. What you do with that? Do you give everyone $100 and the rest of it you set aside? Or do you set it all aside because Imkein lo hivsid aramai? You don't want the guy who's lying to not lose anything, because then there's going to be nothing to discourage people from lying. So says Gemara Tzricha, we need to be told about the same halacha with regard to money and with regard to peros, and with regard to kelim rather. Diyashmin hach kamaisa, if we would only have been told with regard to money by Yikam Rabbanu Mishum Delaka Pseida, I would say that's where the Rabbanan say that you should give $100 to each one and put aside the other $900, because there's no loss to the money itself. The money is still going to be the same. You could divide it up into $100 bills. But when you're dealing with kelim, and one of them is a larger kli, so what are you going to have to do with it? Remember, we had a machlokas rishonim, what exactly it means that you give $100 from the $1,000 kli. Do you break off a piece of it, or do you sell it? But either way, there's some sort of loss involved because the kli is not going to be there anymore. So I might think that everyone, that even the rabbanu would agree to Rabbi Yossi that you should not give everyone $100, that you should set aside that expensive kli, both kelim, and not do anything. If we only would have been told about the machlokas with regard to kelim, I would say, yeah, but how come Rabbi Yossi, that's where Rabbi Yossi says not to do anything with the kelim, not to return any money. But maybe if it were cash, Rabbi Yossi would be moda that you don't lose anything by splitting up the cash. So tzricha, that's why we need the machlokas in both cases. So the Gemara just points out, it's hard to say that we would have thought that Rabbi Yossi would have differentiated and would have said that by cash you should break it up, if we only would have had the machlokas by money. Because the reason Rabbi Yossi says to put it all aside is not because he's afraid of the kli being destroyed. It's mishum hefsed aramai. He doesn't want the guy who's lying to not lose. He wants the guy who's lying to lose so that we could discourage people from lying in the future. So it's hard to say that we would have really thought that Rabbi Yossi would hold something different about cash than he would about kelim. Ela travail rabbanon etzrich v'lo zuav zu katani. Now the real chiddush is within the sheet of the rabbanon. Like we said that the Rabbanan, we would have thought, would have been mechalik between kelim and money, and the Mishnah is written in the style of lozu avzu, that we're building up the chiddush, that not only did the Rabbanan say to split it up and to give the $100 to each guy and put aside the other $900 when it comes to cash, even by kelim, where you're going to be destroying the larger kli, still the Rabbanan would hold their shita. Okay, new Mishnah, tapalam chesam and alf. Hamafkid peros esel chaveru afilu hein avudin lo yiga behen. If someone is mafkid peros by somebody else, even if they are rotting, they're getting destroyed, lo yiga behen. You have a pikadon, you may not touch that pikadon. The Magen Mishnah writes that according to the Tanakhama, lo yiga behen, it's not only by this, that's dafka by a pikadon, by a mafkid. Even though, this is perik hamafkid, this is not perik elam etzius anymore. If it were an aveda, the halacha would not be that way, says the Magen Mishnah. You find an aveda, you see a grocery bag on the floor, and inside that bag there are peros that someone clearly bought from the store, from the fruit market, whatever. So the halacha is, even if they're avudin, then if you find peros that are avudim and they begin to rot, even the Tanakamu would admit that mochum lebeizin, that you could sell them in beizin. They would agree to the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah, mochum b'fnei beizin meishu k'meishu aveda lebeilim, that you should sell them in beizin because meishu aveda. We have this machlokas Tanakamu and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But says the Magen Mishnah, if it were an Aveda, everyone would agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, sell it before it gets totally destroyed. Why the difference? Because by Pikadon, at the time that the guy gave you the peros, he did it willingly, and he knew he was giving you the peros. So there was a havamina that he doesn't want you to sell them, because if he wanted you to sell them, he would have told you that, or he would have contacted you, or he would have tried to get his peros back. So there's reason to assume that maybe you should hesitate from selling something that someone entrusted with you. But when it comes to an aveda, he didn't do that on purpose. He lost the item. So you could certainly assume that he would want to sell it before it gets destroyed. So the Rashash says that based on this Magen Mishnah, we could be miyashiv another difficulty, because the Gemara explains the reason lo yigabam according to the Tanakama is because Adam rotsa bekav shelo yoser mitisha kavim shel chavero. Why, if it's getting ruined, isn't it obvious that the owner would want you to sell it? So the Gemara says no. A person likes his own things rather than, even if they're less valuable, rather than to sell it and have somebody else's stuff. So that's the Svara. But l'chora, we have a Mishnah Mufreshes earlier on in this Masech, l'chav chesam beis, that if a person finds an aveda and it's a davar she'ein osava ochel, it's something that loses more money than it makes. It's something that doesn't do any work for you, and it's just costs money. A pet doesn't do any, a dog or whatever, doesn't do anything for you, and all it does is it costs a lot of money to maintain. So the halacha is that you don't have to spend the money on it, and what you do instead is you sell it. So why don't we say according to the Tanakama, no, don't sell it, put in the investment. When you find the guy who owns it, he'll pay you back, because Adam rotsa bekav shelo mitisha kav shel chaver. He doesn't care that it's going to lose money. It's his, and he wants something that's his. So says the Rashash, Navakasha, that's about an aveda. This is about a pikadon. According to the Magen Mishnah, it's all very good. There's a chiluk between an aveda and a pikadon. Now the shita of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, though, is you sell it. That even by a pikadon, you sell it because it's kemeshiv aveda lebailim. Question is, how literally do we take that? Is it mamish kemeshiv aveda? Is that what you're doing? Hashavas aveda? Or Machna Ephraim points out the chakira is maybe this is a din in Dine Shomrim, that when someone gave you a pikadon, you were charged with protecting it, with guarding it. Part of guarding it is to not allow it to rot and lose all of its value. If you let it rot and lose all of its value, that's a chisaron in your dine shmira. You're being poshea as a shomer. So l'may nafkamina, whether you're being poshea as a shomer or whether it's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, nafkamina is very simple. If I fail to do a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, I may have done something terrible, but I don't have to pay for that. If the item gets ruined, I don't have to pay for it. But if I'm poshea as a shomer, so then I do have to pay. I do have to pay for it. So that's the lechora, the nafkamina. So the Machna Ephraim says the lashon of the Mishnah Mneshu Kim Meshiv Aveda Lebailim is not necessarily conclusive proof that it's a din of Hashavas Aveda, not a din in Shomrim. It's just trying to say that it's like a Meshiv Aveda Lebailim, but not necessarily that's the operative. That's the Mechayev over here. So he's saying that no, it's just that it's going to get ruined. It's going to get destroyed. So don't let it get destroyed. That's just the lashon of the Mishnah. The Rambam in the seventh parak of Shelah Pikadon writes, "Mochron bevezin mipnei shehu meshiv aveda lebailim." So the Rambam says you do it because you are being meshiv aveda lebailim. So when not kim meshiv aveda, he takes out the ki meshiv aveda lebailim. So it sounds maybe from the Rambam a little more that it's a din in hashavas aveda. The Machna Ephraim brings a raya from Tosos and Daf Lamed that Tosos says that a shomer kelim is chayv in dinei shmirah to make sure that the kelim don't get ruined by getting rusted or anything like that. So you see shmirah from damage that happens on its own over time is also part of dinei shmirah. That sounds like it's not only a dinei meshiv aveda, that's part of dinei shmirah. So that's the chakira. Now the another nafkamina potentially, the Rambam writes in Shelah Pikadon Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel that if someone who's mafkid chametz etzel chavero, so if you have a pikadon, someone entrusted you with their chametz, you got to sell it on erev Pesach before the zman iser because it's kemeshiv. So Magen Avraham points out in Or HaChaim Simtaf Mem Gimel, if he didn't do the Mechiras Chametz when the Zman Isser comes, and now that Chametz becomes Asur Ba'anah, the Shomer has to pay the Mafkid, because it's Bechlal Chiyuvei Shmira. Part of his Chiyuvei Shmira is to sell that Chametz before the Zman Isser. So it sounds like it's Midin Chiyuvei Shmira, and that's why there's a Chiyuv to pay, so it's an Afkamina for Chametz. Chak Yaakov in the side of Shulchan Aruch says, no, Lashon of the Rambam is that he only have to do it because of Hashavas Aveda, and if it's because of Hashavas Aveda, then you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to pay for it. So that Machlokas Achronim is really about this Chakira. Is it Hashavas Aveda, or is it about the lack of Shmira? Says the Gemara, my Taima. What's the reason not to sell it? Why wouldn't you sell it? So two possibilities why the Tanakhama would say not to sell it. Amar Rav Kana, Adam Rotsu Bekav Shalom Mitishakavim Shal Chavero. One possibility is a person enjoys something that's his more than something that does not belong to him. Even something more valuable that does not belong to him is not as meaningful to a person as something less valuable that does belong to him. Rashi explains Chaviva Alav Alidei Sha'amal Behen, that it's beloved to him because he put work into it. Who wrote, say, he'd rather have the kav that remains of his own hard work rather than having the nine kav that you're getting of someone else's hard work if you were to sell this in a timely fashion. So it sounds that it's all about a person's hard work. So the Rashash points out that according to that, and also according to that, that's only shaykh by something that it seems that the person actually worked for, meaning if, let's say, the pikadon was given to you, he came straight from the supermarket, he gives it to you in a Gourmet Glad in an Aaron's Casino Farms bag with peros in it, and you know he didn't farm it, he didn't work it, he doesn't have a farm in North Woodmere, he just, you know that they didn't do it, so there was no amelus, so you know it doesn't really mean, it means whatever money he spent on buying it, that's all it means to him. So then it would turn out that even the Tanakhama would agree that you would have to sell it, because there is no Svara, there is no chazaka of Adam Rotsa Bekav Shalom, Mitisha Kav Mishal Chavero. That's one Svara. But Nachmar Yitzchak Amar, Chayshin Hashem Asana, Mafkid Shuma Maisra Al Makom Acher. No, a different Svara. We're afraid that maybe the Mafkid, the guy who owns this produce, already declared it to be Trumas and Maestros for other produce, and therefore you can't go around selling it because you might be spreading around Trumas and Maestros, and non-Kohanim are going to be eating the Truma, or they're going to be Metami the Truma. So yeah, you have to be very careful about that. You don't know what the owner had intended for this produce. Tosus just points out this concern. Shemasan Truma Makom Acher. Tosus says Hikshra Benatam Chinechshu Chaverim Litrum Shalom and Amukaf. Is that really a concern that someone is going to declare this Trumas and Maestros on produce somewhere else? It's usher to do that. When you mafresh shumas and maizos, everything has to be in proximity to each other. You can't be mafresh shumas and maizos from fruit here to cover fruit that you have somewhere else. So why do you have to be choshish that someone would do that? Don't parakol aget or parakam dechulin gabir amir shachal ala shal yarek. So it says, tells a couple of answers. Vam rabbeinu tam dachal gabi kadon tolin b'chashash muetes shalo yiga behem b'chashin shem v'erev shabbos taram shalom min amukav tesharik. That means b'sharaba. That it also says that maybe when it comes to pikadon, we're choshish even for a chashash muet. It's true. Most people would not be tarim shalom min amukav. But to prevent you from selling payros that don't belong to you in the first place, even a chashash muat is enough to prevent a person from selling payros that don't belong to him. So there's a minor chashash that the guy was torim shalom and amukav. Furthermore, Tos says that it was that it could be that these are the payros of an amaretz. How do you know that the guy's a chaver? This is stam a guy who gave you a pikadon. That doesn't necessarily mean that he knows what he's doing in terms of trumas and maisvos. Other rishonim suggest that's how other rishonim suggest as well. That dafka by Tosa says that maybe with dafka we're talking about an amaretz. Other rishonim say we're talking about stam. So stam might include an amaretz as well. They also suggest that maybe Shema saw in Trumas HaMaisos al Makom Acher is that they made in Trumas HaMaisos before they gave you the Pikadon. Meaning you don't know the status of these fruits. The guy who says that is Shalom and Amukav, other Rishonim point out, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. Maybe he had made these Trumas HaMaisos before he gave them to you to watch. And he did it in Amukav. He expects you to guard these fruits and not to sell them. So anyway, those are the two deos. Why is it that the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to sell them? Either Rav Kahana, because the people prefer to have their own things that they worked hard for, or Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, because that we're afraid this might be Trumas HaMaisos. Says Gemara, Meisvei. HaMafkid Peros Eitzel Chavero, HaReze Lo Yigabehen. If someone is Mafkid Peros by his friend, the guy who's watching the Pikadon should not touch them. Lefichach Balabayis Osas and Trumas HaMaisos Al Makom Acher. Because you're not allowed to touch them, the guy who owns the Peros, knowing that you're not going to touch his Peros, is allowed to declare them Trumas HaMaisos. Because he knows that you're not going to touch them. Well, Bishlam Rav Kahana, according to Rav Kahana, that the reason you're not allowed to touch them is has nothing to do with Trumas HaMaisos. So then it works well because you're not going to touch them anyway. Hainu Dikdani Lefichach. Therefore, a ramification of that is now I can make them Trumas HaMaisos of Makom Acher. El Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak May Lefichach. According to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, isn't this circular logic? Meaning, why am I not allowed to touch them? Because you're going to make them Trumas HaMaisos of Makom Acher. So because I'm going to make them Trumas HaMaisos, you're worried that I'm going to make them Trumas HaMaisos Al Makom Acher, so I'm allowed to make them Trumas HaMaisos Al Makom Acher, meaning I'm only doing it because you're worried that I'm going to do it, so Hachi Kamar. So it says, this is what it means to say, Hasha Dam Rabbanan Lo Nazbin Dechayshinan Lefichach Balabayis Osas and Trumas HaMaisos Al Makom Acher. Look, I give you the Pikadon, you're going to be worried that I made a Trumas HaMaisos Al Makom Acher, whether I do it or not. So since I know that you're going to be machmir, that I'm going to and concern yourself that I might make a Trumas HaMaisos Malkom Acher, I now have nothing to lose by doing so. See, normally I wouldn't make something Trumos without informing whoever is handling the Peros that they're Trumos. But if I already know that you're treating it like Truma and that you think that I'm making a Truma, so I might as well make a Truma once you're going to be Choshesh that I'm actually doing that. So that's the explanation of the Mishnah according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana. Rabba Bar Bachana points out there is one exception over here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Machlokas Bekedei Chesronon. The whole Machlokas in our Mishnah, though not the Machlokas Amarim, the Machlokas in our Mishnah, whether you're allowed to sell it or you're not allowed to sell it, if it's becoming devalued at a normal pace, that it's rotting at a normal pace. Avol Yoser Mikedei Chesronon. But if the Chesronon is becoming very, very great, if the amount of devaluation is very great, Divrei HaKol Mochrin BeBeisdin, then everyone would say you're allowed to sell it in Beisdin before it loses all of its value. What exactly is the shear? How much is Kedei Chesronon, Yoser Mikedei Chesronon? Okay, big discussion in Rishonim. Tosfos points out, Pirush Rashi, Kederach Shar Tavuos, Kedei Chesronon is like normal grain wood. V'ikshar Rivam, V'chi Pligi B'mashu, D'Pachs Mikedei Chesronon, L'Kuli Alma Lo'Yimkar. So what? So if it's a mashu quicker than that, then absolutely normal. If it's slightly one mashu abnormal, that changes everything. That's the whole machlokas. So the Tosfos says Yeshom depletion is chaser bechodesh or bechodshayim. Yosim shugvils lischaser ad osa zman. Upligi ad sheyala chisarim bechodesh or b'shnei chodashim tisha chatzai kavin lekur. She gives numbers. Shubikdei chisarim l'shana shlema. And in a couple of months, it loses a year's worth of value. So he gives whatever. Other rishonim give numbers exactly how much kedei chisarim is. But the bottom line is, if it's really devaluing quickly, then you're allowed to sell it, according to everyone. So says Gemara, Ad Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Vaday Pliga, to make that suggestion that if it's devaluing quickly, that certainly doesn't work with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, why are you not allowed to sell it? Because maybe it's Truma. Why would I care how quickly it's going down in value? It might be Truma. I can't just put it out there on the market. Ad Rav Kahana Mile Mapliga. But with regard to Rav Kahana, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not against Rav Kahana. Because Rav Kahana's concern was that a person would prefer Kav Shalom Mitisha Kav Mishal Chavero. Yeah, but to what extent? I mean, he doesn't want nothing. He'd rather have a small amount of his own stuff than more of someone else's. Kikam Rav Kahana Bichde Chisron Kamar. Maybe Rav Kahana is only within reason, within Kedei Chisronan. Says Gemara, but Varotza Bikav Shalom Mitisha Kav Mishal Chavero Kamar. It says you'd rather have one kav rather than nine kav. That's a massive difference. So how can you say that it's only up to kedei chesronan? So it says Gemara Guzma Bialma. Now when we say one, nine, that's a Guzma. The Gemara is speaking Balashon Guzma. Tells Yantaf writes, so why do we pick those numbers? Why Dafka Tisha Kavim? Normally you pick a round number. One kav more than 10 of yours, right? Why would you say more than nine kavim shel chavero? That seems like an odd number to pick. So the Tos Yontif points out, because that's the lashon of the Mishnah in Masechta Sota. In the third parak of Sota, it says, Rotzi isha bekav v'tiflus mitisha kav muprishus. That when it comes to a husband deciding that he's going to travel more for work, he's going to be away from home more, he has to take a new job, he has to consult his wife. He's not allowed to do that without consulting his wife, because a woman very often would prefer a lesser salary, that the husband bring home a lesser salary, but that he's around, that he's at least available. So that's the lashon he uses. Kav v'tiflus mitisha kavim uprishus. So we're borrowing the expression from the Mishnah. Furthermore, says the Tosfos Yontif, Tisha Kavin is the smallest amount that's ra'ui for a sada. The Mishnah says in Baba Basra that when we say Kav Echad, is because Echad is the smallest amount of anything, it's the smallest number, but Tisha Kavin is the smallest amount that you would have a full field. So someone would have the tiniest amount more than having a sada shalim. And a person would prefer a tiny amount of his own stuff rather than having a whole field. So that's why we use Tisha Kavim. Okay, but it's a guzma, that it's a dibur cham lashon guzma. We say the Chazal often speak in exaggerated terms. Meisvei, now going back to the machlokas between Rav Kahana and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak as to why it is that the Chum say you're not allowed to sell. So we said, so we bring the following raya. Lefichach balabayis osos an truma maisal makom acher. That we said that the balabayis can make him truma maisal makom acher because he knows that that anyway you're not selling it. Sorry, this is still a raya. This is a raya against Rabbah. So, but shouldn't we be choshesh that you're going to make a truma that maybe it's devaluing more quickly and therefore he did sell it? Meaning, what did we say? If I'm the owner and I know you have my pikadon, I might as well make a truma meiser because I know that you're treating it that way anyway, that you're not selling it anyway. But if the halacha is that you're allowed to sell it when it devalues very quickly, so how do I know that you're not selling it? Maybe it went down in value very quickly and you are selling it. So says Gemara, Yosem Mikdei Chesron Lo Shchiach. That's a very uncommon thing to happen, that it's going to go down in value so quickly. V'imishtachi mai, and if it does happen, Mizavninu, then you are allowed to sell it. V'lecho Shema San Balabayis Truma Maisal Makom Acher. But why are you allowed to sell it? Meaning, once the halacha is that the Balabayis is allowed to make a Truma Maisal Makom Acher, because it's Lo Shchiach that it would go down in value, but when it does go down in value, why am I allowed to sell it? Shouldn't I have to be choshesh that he's making a Truma Maisal Makom Acher? So says Gemara, yeah, Kimiz Mavnina Nami, the Kohanim b'dimei truma mizavnin lu. When it says you're allowed to sell it, it means you're allowed to sell it to Kohanim to treat it as truma, and therefore it's going to have a cheaper market value because it's a more limited market. But that's all it means when we say you're allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to sell it to Yisrael. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Nami mizavnin lu Kohanim b'dimei truma. Now, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, also we should. Why is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak worried? Don't sell it because maybe this guy, the guy's making a truma. do sell it and sell it as truma. Sell it to a kohen and treat it as truma. So it says more bahapligi. The Rabbi Rabbechana Sover Yosem Mikdei Chesron and Loshkech Midi. The machlok is really as follows. Rabbi Rabbechana holds that for it to go down in value very quickly is not shchiach. V'chi mishtakach lekamehu tahavi yosem mikdei chesronan I avalu balabai shuma maiso al makom acher mekami davalu yosem mikdei chesronan avaluhu. And when it does happen, it takes some time for it to happen. So by the time the balabais makes it, by the time it goes down that far down in value, the balabais will have already made it truma. So by the time you're selling it, if it was going to be made truma by the balabais, it already is made truma by the balabais before you sell it. Hilkach kiavul yosem mikdei chesronan is avinu l'kohanim, but made truma. So therefore, you're allowed to sell it to kohanim as truma, because if it became truma, if it was going to become truma, it has already become truma by the time you would get around to selling it. But from Nachman Yitzchak Savi Yasam Mikdei Chesronan Mishkach Shchiach V'chiyavelu La'altu V'davelu, that very often Yasam Mikdei Chesronan could happen, and it could happen quickly. V'yamrin is of Ninu, and if we allow you to sell it, yeah, you may want to, you may go sell it to a Kohen, but Zimnin Dekadmu Mazmenu, you might sell it before the Balabayis ever makes a Truma. V'chiyavelu Balabayis Truma Maisra Al-Makam Acher Lo Yodah D'Zavna, and by the time the Balabayis is relying on the fact that you have his produce and he's declaring that produce to be truma, it's already been sold. He can't declare it to be truma if it's already been sold. The kachal tevalim, he thinks now all the produce he has in his house is good because the produce that you're holding for him is his truma, but he doesn't know that you already sold it, so he was never mafresh truma. So everything the balabais is eating at home now is tevel. That's the concern. That's the machlokas between Rav Kana and Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Meisveis hasuk mara mafkid perseitz al chaveru virkivu. If a person is mafkid peros by his friend and they rot, yayin vehichmitz, or wine that turns sour, shemen vehivish, or oil that's turning bad, or dvash vehidvish, honey that's turned bad, hareza lo yigben divramei. Rameir says, don't touch it. You're not allowed to do anything with it. Leave it be. Vecham momrim oslam takana umochrim bebezdin. That no, you could, we make a takana that you sell it in bezdin. Rashi points out, lekamem mefarish maya takana yesh, od halo kol kilkula asid, lavo kvar bahu, meaning that we're going to have to explain. What do you mean make a takana? It's done. It's finished. It's soured. It's ruined. So what kind of takana is this? So at this point, you might as well keep it. Meaning your wine has turned to vinegar. What's the point in selling it now? Meaning that's one thing to sell it before it turns to vinegar. So we're going to explain why it is that that's called the takana to sell it in Beis Din. Ukshu mochron mochron acherim veinu mochron atzmo. But when you do sell it, what you need to be careful about is make sure to sell it to somebody else, not to sell it to yourself, not to buy it for yourself, because then it makes it look like you were just trying to get a good deal, so you bought it for yourself for very cheap. Kayotzebo, and a similar type of thing where a person has to stay away from looking like a conflict of interest. Gabay tzedakah, when you're a gabay tzedakah, when you're running a charity, let's say. So bizman she'ein lahem aniyim lechalek, when you don't have aniyim to be mechalek to, so you would want to take these small change and exchange it for larger currencies, because the small change would rust more quickly in those days. Everything was coins. So you would exchange it for a silver or gold or something that's more lasting. So portal nacherim vein portal niatzman. You don't be the money changer. You have someone else change the money for you. You don't take your own money out of your pocket to change the money, because it doesn't look good. You're running a foundation or whatever. You don't want to have investigations into what's going on in your whole business. Gabe tamchoy, if you're the gabe of the tamchoy of the soup kitchen, v'zman she'en l'maniyim l'chalik mochon l'acherim vein mochon atzman. When there's no aniyim to give to, so you sell to other people, not to yourself. Katani miyas. But the bottom line is, what did we say over here? Peros v'hukivu, that you had peros and they were rotting. And what do? You go to Beis Din. My lava filu yeser mikatechus. I was sorry, we said lo yiga behen, and according to the Tanakama, we had the machlokas, whether lo yiga behen or you go to Beis Din. Right? Rameir said lo yiga behen, the Chum said go to Beis Din. So my lava filu yeser mikatechus ronan, isn't rotting peros, doesn't that mean that they're rotting entirely? That it's even more than katechus ronan? And it's still a machlokas. So how can Rabbi Bar Bar Chana tell us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the whole machlokas machlokas in our Mishnah is only when it's rotting kidei chesronan, but when it's yoser mikidei chesronan, then there's no machlokas. No, look, the machlokas is right here, and it's yoser mikidei chesronan. They're still arguing. So it says Gemara, lo mikidei chesronan. Who says that the peros are rotting yoser mikidei chesronan? Maybe they're rotting at a normal pace. No, because it gives other examples. Vayayin vehichmitz shemen vehivish dvash vehidvish the yoser mikidei chesronan ninu. When he talks about wine that became vinegar, that's yoser mikidei chesronan. That lost a good deal of its value. So don't tell me that it's talking about only mikidei chesronan. So Gemara says, no, those are different. Shiny honey, kiven to come. The reason Tanakama would say not to sell those things is because once they've already soured, there's no benefit in selling them. They're not going to change any further. It's vinegar now. It's not wine. Okay, it's always going to be vinegar now. Nothing is happening to it any further. Shemen vehivish, tavash vehidvish, lemay chazu. Why would you be able to, you know, talking about selling shemen that's gone bad, tavash, what would anyone use them for? What kind of market is there for these kinds of spoiled items? So it says, shemen chazi legaldoi. The leather workers could use the shemen to soften up the leather. Devash lekatisha degamli. For the sores on a camel's back, they would rub the bad honey that's gone bad, on the sores of a camel's back, and that way it would... Isn't honey one of those things? Well, I guess Tvash Tamarim goes bad, right? Regular honey, bee honey doesn't go bad. Is that true? Is it? I don't know. So they would rub the honey on the sores of the animal's back when to make it feel better. So it wouldn't be used as food anymore. So the Chamam Oslem Takanu Mokram Bezin, and the Chamam say, no, even though it's already totally spoiled, you make a takana and you go and you sell them in Bezin. So my takanta avad lahu, what takana are you doing? If it's already turned sour, like we just said, given the come. Come, you know, once it's already become what it's become, you're not helping anything. So what kind of takan is that? Amravashi lekankanim. Sometimes the jugs that are holding these spoiled items are going to be unusable again, because the spoiling items are going to ruin the jars. So it's to save the jars. That's the takana that you're making, that you'll at least be able to save the jars. So what are they really arguing about? They're arguing about whether you're worried about a hefsid muat or only a hefsid meruba. So the kankanim are only a hefsid muat, as opposed to the loss of the peros themselves are a hefsid meruba. So this is the whole issue over here, is the kankanim. Machna Ephraim uses this as a raya in his chakiru we mentioned before. Right? Remember we mentioned whether the chiyuv of the shomer to sell the pikadon is because of a din chiyuv Shomrim or Adin Hashavas Aveda. So he says, from the fact that he says from here you see that it's only Midin Hashavas Aveda, because if it was Midin Shomrim, how could you be Mechalik between Hefsin Ruba and Hefsin Muat? Din Shomrim, you got to protect the item even from a Hefsin Muat. But Hashavas Aveda, there are limits. We have Zakin Venelvi Kvoda, we have if it's going to cost you more money. So there are rules about how much you have to go out of your way for Hashavas Aveda. But for Din Shomrim, if you accept it Shmiri, you have to protect it from any kind of hefsid. Then we have the sheet of Rishumim Liel that you sell it because it's a meshav aved l'baylim. So how do we paskin? Itmar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rishumim Liel. We paskin Rishumim Liel. V'Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Halach Gdibre Chamim. And Rava Amar Rav Nachman says, no, we paskin like Chamim. Rabbi Yochanan Chadazimno. Why would Rabbi Yochanan have to tell me we paskin like Rishumim Liel? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan teach us a rule that we always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Damar Rabbi Rechanan Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Sheshanan Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishnasenu Halacha Kamoso. We always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, with only three exceptions. Whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel appears in the Mishnah, with only three exceptions, and they are Chutz Me Arev Vitzidan Veraya Achrona. The three cases of Arev, which is a case in Maseches Bava Basra about a cosigner and whether you're allowed to collect from a cosigner who's an Arev Kablan, even when the guy that lent you with a borrowed the money has money, and Sidon is a case in Maseches Gittin, and Raya Achrona a case in Maseches Sanhedrin, where a Beis Din, there are two machlokos in Maseches. Masechet Sanhedrin about Raya, about giving the guy a limit to when he's allowed to bring Rayas until. Either Bezin says, you got 30 days, that's so there's a machlokas whether he's allowed to bring on day 31 if he finds a new Raya. And another machlokas if Bezin didn't say anything, but the guy said, I'm done, I rest my case. And then the next day he wants to bring a Raya. So Raya Achrona means the second of those two machlokas. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But the bottom line is, every other place in Shas Rabbi Yochanan says, of course we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So you don't need to go around telling me each time Rabbi Shimon Gamliel appears in the Mishnah that we paskin like him. You already told me, we always do. So it says, Mara Amorayin in Nevalibid Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokas Amorayin whether we always paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or whether we paskin like him in select cases. So if we paskin like him in select cases, then Rabbi Yochanan has to let us know what those select cases are. Mid Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nishma De Muridin Karav Lenichse Shavui. Midrabanan Nishma De Ein Muridin Karav Lenichse Shavui. The topic for the rest of the daf is this topic. When someone is in captivity, so do we just leave his fields be and just let them, you know, like when someone sells a house and they move out of the neighborhood and the grass is growing and you just leave it be? Or do we get someone, the closest relative, to go and take care of things and take care of the property? So we want to suggest that maybe that's exactly the machlokas in our Mishnah. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we get Beis Din involved in selling this this pikadon before it gets ruined. So he would say, okay, so then when we see this property of Shavui, we would get Beis Din involved to appoint the closest Yoresh to deal with it. But the Rabbanon say, no, don't get involved, leave it alone. So maybe they would say that Ein Moridin Karav Nichse Shavui. Omimai says, how do you know they're connected? Dilmat kan lo kam Rav Shimon Gamliel hachel mishum de kakal yakarna. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel says, sell the pikadon because it's devaluing. Aval hasamach but maybe a field is always going to be there. It's the fruits are not always going to be there. They're going to rot, they're going to be gone. But the field will always be there. It'll be a little overgrown and you'll fix it up when it gets back. And maybe the Rabbanan only say, don't touch it over here. Because you have Rav Kahana or Rav Nachman Yitzchak's concern. Either that it was made into Trumo or that the guy would prefer a lesser value. But maybe you're not selling it. You're just bringing a Yorish in to take care of it. So then maybe in a chinami the Rabban would admit that you could be married. The main with the trait time in the new. So does this mean to say that these are two different the logic of our Mishnah and the logic of Moridin Karv Nichse Shavui are two separate shitos, two separate ideas? Vamra Vidom Shmuel Halachar Mishum Gamliel Vamra Shmuel Moridin Karv Nichse Shavui Lav Misham Dechataimu. Doesn't Shmuel Paskin like both, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and that Moridin called Nichse Chaver for the same reason? Says Gemara, no, he paskins like both, but lo, trey timing inu, but for two different reasons. Hachinam Mistaver, and it's most Mistaver to assume that they're not related to each other. Dama Rav Am Rav Nachman Alach Kedivre Chamim, because Rav says name Rav Nachman, we paskin like the Chamim, that you don't touch the Pikadon, Vam Rav Nachman Moridin called Nichse Shavui. But the same Rav Nachman says, we do appoint a Yoresh to a Karov to deal with the Nichse Shavui, to deal with the properties of the guy who's held in captivity. El Shema Mina Trei Taimin Inu. So it must be that the two aren't dependent on each other. Shema Mina. So that's the Raya. Itmar Shavui Shenishva. Someone who's held in captivity. Rav Amar Ein Moridin Karov L'Nechasav. Rav says we don't put a Karov into the Nechasav. Shmuel Amar Moridin Karov L'Nechasav. We do. B'Shashamu B'Shameis Kuli Amal Pligin D'Moridin. If you heard that the guy is dead, then everyone would agree that you are Morid. Tosus points out, it's not that we heard from two witnesses, because if that were the case, then obviously it now belongs to the Yorish. It means rumors, Eid Echad, something like that. There's something out there that the guy is dead. So then everyone would agree still, Moridin. Keep Ligi B'Shaloshav B'Shameis. The whole machlokas, whether you put someone in the property to take care of it, is only if we didn't hear any rumors of death. Rav Amarein Moridin Dilma Mafsadu. Rav says you can't put someone in that property because the guy might ruin the entire property. Ushmul Moridin Kivin Dav Mar Shemini Lukaris Lo Mafsadu. No, we're going to give him a payment like an Aris would get a payment. He's going to get a share of the crop, so he's not going to ruin it. He's going to take good care of it. Meisver Reb Lazar Amar Mashmash Shemar V'Chara Api V'Arak Tiaschem Yodea Nishnas Shseim Almanos Ubnei Misomim. From the first half of the pasuk that I'm going to kill you, we get the impression that your wives are going to be Almanos and your children are going to be Yisomim. Why does it then have to then spell it out and the wives are going to be almanos, the children are going to be yisomim? It means they're going to be the worst kind of almana. It means they're going to be an aguna, that they're going to be considered like an almana, but they're not going to be allowed to get remarried because we're not going to know what happened to them. and this is why we're quoting this, the children are going to want to go take the property, vein manichno, so we're not going to let them. So don't you see that we're not going to let them even in a situation where the thought is that they're dead? So amareva leirid velimkor tinan. No, we're not going to let them sell the property like a normal yorish would be allowed to do, but we will let them go into the property to take care of the property. Havuvda ben ardo, pastor of Sheshes me'amas nisin, Rav Sheshes thought that this was a good raya, that the from this teaching about the children not being allowed to go into the property. How do you know it's a good raya? Maybe it's only about selling the property. Selling the property, come on, you must be from Pumbedisa. The people from Pumbedisa are known to try to stick an elephant through a pinhole, meaning they try to make something fit. They stop in any pshat that doesn't really fit. What are the chances that it's talking about selling? It says it along with what happens to the wives and the children. What do you think? It means that the women can partially get remarried? No, it means they're not going to be allowed to get remarried at all. So we are also, when we say that the children don't go into the nechassim, it doesn't just mean they can't sell the nechassim. It means that they can't go into the nechassim whatsoever. The lashon of almana over here, though, is used by poskim to discuss what if it was the reverse. What if a woman disappears? Can the husband get remarried? The woman's been gone for 10 years. She's disappeared. We don't know what happened to her. Is the husband enough of an almon at least to be matir chirim drabenu gershim to let him get remarried as opposed to by an Isha. Okay, Baz Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.